I'm gonna see my Jesus one day. I'm gonna see my Jesus one day. One day, see my Jesus one day. I'm gonna walk in heaven one day. I'm gonna walk in heaven one day. I'm gonna walk in heaven one day. One day in heaven one day. Oh, I feel good, good, good. I feel good, wonderful, good. Every time I feel good, good, good. I feel joy, joy, joy. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel
good, good, good. I feel good, wonderful, good. Every time I think about Jesus, feel good, good, good. I feel joy, joy, joy. I feel joy, wonderful, glory. Jesus, I feel joy, joy. Oh, I feel joy, joy, joy. I feel joy. Oh, every time I think about Jesus, I feel. Why don't you tell your brother, your sister, I feel joy, joy, joy. Wonderful joy. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel joy, joy, joy. I feel joy, joy, joy. I feel joy, glory. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel joy, joy, joy. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Welcome one and all. Amen. To the Blessed Wednesday service. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for keeping you. Amen. Appreciate the Lord for the Sunday service. What a time, Brother Macharia. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord did bless us. And it was a day that we shall long remember. Amen. That God has been good to us. Amen. He's the same God yet tonight. Amen. And I believe he has kept you. And he will still continue keeping you. Amen. So, Sister Becky, God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for giving us Sister Becky. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord has blessed her with a violin, which she once dedicated, amen, to the Lord for the service of the Lord. Amen. And I believe that will be a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. So maybe you can have, you bring it up here. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Come on up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for our young people. Amen. With a zeal, desire to serve the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Brother Dan. Amen. For all that you do in the background. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it is a beautiful violin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are grateful for this. Amen. And I believe it's a blessing to the church. Okay, let's bow our heads. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for these wonderful blessings that you have added to us, O God, in the music section, which we know as very vital, Lord, in worship. Lord, you said when they were going to war, they would send Judah first, and Judah means praise be to God. Amen. So, Lord, when we see our young people with a zeal, with a desire, and with the love to serve you, dear God, we can only know it is the working of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To bring us into one mind, one accord, the unity of the Spirit. So, Lord, we ask a blessing, Lord, upon our precious sister, Becky, whom we know as a gift in our Lord God. Amen. A blessing to the bride by bringing songs, anointed songs, dear Lord. So, Father, may you anoint her voice continuously, even her hands, Lord, as she plays this violin. Lord, we dedicate the violin to you, O God, together with our sister, O God. May it be a blessing to the body of Christ, not only to the local church here, but to the entire body of Christ. Amen. And Lord, may you anoint her, dear God, in a very special way. And bless her going in, coming out, oh Father, and prosper her future. All that you have for her, Lord, thou knowest it, Lord Jesus. And as she serves you, dear God, may you, the angel of the Lord, never forsake her, Father. And Lord, we also thank you for our parents, brother Dan and the wife. And our siblings, oh God, who have been of great support, Lord, to her and doing a great work in the background. Lord, may you bless them, Father, and may you prosper them, dear God Almighty, and reward them a hundredfold. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Yeah. Praise be to God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So let's pray again over the word. Gracious Lord, amen, as we change the order of service, the word portion, Lord, may you bless your word now, and the preaching of the word and the hearing of the word for your own glory. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's open to the book of Romans, Romans 8, 14 to 17. And then Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. I'm just picking up from what we shared yesterday. Amen. Just for a short while, maybe 30 minutes or less or so. Amen. And then we continue on Sunday. Thank you for coming over. Amen. For service. Amen. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together, I will be there in their midst. Amen. So the Lord sees your dedication, and he will reward you in his own way at his own time. Thank you, Brother George, for the song service. Amen. So Romans 8, 14 to 17, but I'll put emphasis on verse 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself, now take note of that, the Spirit itself, which is charity, which is the person of the Holy Ghost, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So that is your witness, the Spirit itself. Amen. It's going to adopt you, bless you, amen, and magnify you. And then let's go to Galatians. Verse 17. And if children, then heirs. This is where I pick my title from. And if children, then heirs. heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, there you are. Amen. Then we may be also glorified together. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, which we know is denomination, the spirit of denomination. Amen. He has redeemed us from that curse, being himself made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or added thereto. Now he's stamping his authority on the words that he's speaking. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He says, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, unto thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul it, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. May the Lord bless the reading of the scriptures. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So the Holy Spirit led us to speak a lot of things Sunday. Amen. Which to me, it was a blessing. That service was purely Holy Ghost all through. It was the mind of Christ. Amen. And we want to thank him for that. Amen. So there are things which I spoke there which I just want to bring back and shed more light into it. Amen. To help us establish at this time, because the challenge is big. What we are up against is huge. Praise the Lord. Amen. Which many times we don't realize. Amen. But when we see the Holy Spirit pulls the curtains off and then we see it clearly, then we know what the battle really is. Praise the Lord. And God has chosen us for such a time as this. So my title is Joint Heirs with Christ. Amen. And then my inspiration, the original seed. Amen. So I won't speak for long because I'll pick this up on Sunday. Amen. Now talking about the original seed, which we know now to be Christ. And it was so important that the Lord had to swear by himself. You see, that seed will come forth. Amen. And it will possess the gates of the enemy. So it was so serious that he swore. And the Bible says, by two immutable things, unchangeable things. One was he gave a promise. And being God, his word does not change. You see? Secondly, he confirmed that by an oath that I swore by myself. Amen. So there's something about this seed which is very, very vital. Everything is anchored around that seed. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the spoken word is the original seed. The prophet speaking about that, he says this. He says, I believe the Bible is the word, the whole truth. And Jesus is the word made manifest. He and his word is one and the same. What is he? Then he said, he was that seed. He was that seed that Eve should have produced. Then he said, do you get it? And of course we get it. Praise the Lord. Amen. It was that seed that Eve was to produce, but she hybrid it by disbelieving God's word. Amen. Amen. So he repeats it again. It was that seed. And the only way that life could be in the reproduction of life life had to come through that seed. Because that is the original seed. Amen. With the original life. Amen. So the only way life could come forth was through the reproduction of that seed. To reproduce that seed again. Not create that seed, but reproduce the seed. You see, because the seed is the word of God, and in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So it could not be created, it could only be reproduced. In other words, from a thought to the word logos, and then becoming flesh. Right, coming down, down, down to our level. Amen. That was the plan of God. Amen. And through him, life would come forth. Amen. So I said the only way that life could be in the reproduction of life, life had to come through that seed. And that seed had to die in order to spread out the life. Then the prophet, can't you see it? That's why the water was given to water the seed. Amen. So if we can only get that seed, that's it. Praise the Lord. That's all you need. Because everything is in that seed. Praise God. Oh my. Amen. So you can imagine the commission that was given to Adam and Eve was to bring forth that seed. Amen. To multiply and replenish the earth. It was a great commission. It was a glorious commission. You see, it was given to Adam and Eve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Adam had eternal life. He had dominion. He had spoken word power. Amen. He had possession. And all those things were tied to that one singular commission. All that he had. Amen. Dominion, spoken word power, eternal life was tied to that one commission to bring forth that seed. Amen. Amen. And the right to live in the Garden of Eden. Amen. The right to partake of the tree of life was tied to that one singular commission. Amen. To bring forth that seed. So when he lost it, when he failed in his commission, he lost all those rights. He lost eternal life. He lost the spoken word power. He lost dominion. He lost the right to the tree of life. He lost even the Eden. He could not live in Eden anymore. The Lord kicked him out. He said, you can't stay here anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But still the Lord had a promise, said, I will restore. I'll bring it back. You see that? Amen. So he gave a commission to Adam and Eve, amen, to bring forth that seed. And the enemy got in between them. Adam and Eve were one because Adam said, you are flesh of my flesh and you are bone of my bones. Amen. Therefore, you shall be called woman because I know where you came forth from. You see? And that's why marriage in the natural is very important. Very, very important. Amen. I wish the marriage couples could hear this. Amen. And that's why when we are making that vow, amen, we say, whatever God has put together, no man, praise the Lord, should come in between them. Because it's a type of a higher marriage. It's a type of Christ and the church. You see that? Amen. So what happened in the beginning, is, you see, something came in between. In between Adam and Eve. And it broke the plan of God. You see, blessed be the name of the Lord. But they say, I will restore. Praise the Lord. Amen. So marriage is very, very important. In the natural. And to me as a pastor, it's my joy to see family living as one. To see husband and wife in love with one another. You see, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And if we stay with the word, then anything that comes in between that, there's a curse upon it. Praise the name of the Lord. So we should really fear and tremble at this, to interfere in marriage affairs. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So it's important, brothers and sisters, leave the families alone. Let God guide them. Let's have the faith in the God that we serve, that He will watch over His people. Amen. So that we don't interfere. Praise God. Amen. It brings trouble. And that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And Adam failed to stand his ground. You see that? Praise the Lord. Amen. And Eve, instead of listening to Adam, listened to something else. You see, Adam was supposed to listen to God. Amen. Because even when there was trouble in the Garden of Eden, Adam came down, God came down and said, Adam, where are you? He didn't come looking for Eve, he came looking for Adam. Where are you? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So Adam was to obey God, and Eve was to obey Adam. That is the setting. You can't change that. You tamper with that, you get trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So as a church, that's where we stand. We respect marriages. Praise the Lord. Amen. And as a church, we don't want to interfere with people's marriages. God is able to lead them. God is able to guide them. As long as the man has the fear and love for God in his heart, the Holy Spirit is able to guide that home. And prosper that home. And bless that home. And protect that home. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we should respect that. Amen. And we should insist on that. Amen. That's the policy. That's where we stand as a church. Amen. And I believe God is pleased to hear that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, every word of God is a seed. It's a seed. It's a seed. Every word, every single word is a seed of God. And He already put a law on that word, on that seed, that every seed shall bring forth after its kind. Amen. So if we can take it like that and have respect for the word of God. Amen. That God said this, let me stay with it. That word will reproduce itself. It will bring forth the life of Christ. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So you need to have faith in God. Amen. That's why I believe the Holy Spirit is putting emphasis on this seed. We need to identify it. Then we should know whom we are serving. We know what is in us then. Amen. And we know the results that will come forth. So when Adam and Eve fail, then they forfeited the rights. You see, that God had given them. And when you believe, as a believer, you see, you are innocent. You are virgin in your mind. Correct? And you take the word of God according to Acts 2. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what you did then. Your sins are washed away. Amen. If your faith is genuine, your repentance was genuine, God is obligated to give you the Holy Ghost, the promise. Very simple. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And when you do that, then you have the right. You have the right. You have the right to all this that Adam lost. You have the right to eternal life, which is the person of Jesus Christ. You have the right to spoken word power. Amen. You have the right to dominion, authority on the earth. You have the right to that. At that moment, you have the right to that. When you go to the waters and you come out of the water, you come out clean. Because that word justifies you. It washes away your sins. You see that? Amen. Then along the way, the battles come. Demons come and start tricking you, laying a trap here, laying a trap here, and many voices coming from this corner, because the devil knows the blood trail is on you. You see, he feels it. He knows you are a son, you are a daughter, so he comes after you. You see, and that's also God hangs the blood, his blood there. The blood is to keep you saved. Praise the Lord. Don't forget that. The blood keeps you saved. Praise God. Amen. But your faith saves you, but the blood keeps you saved. If you do something wrong, quickly you put it on the blood, it's gone. And you move on. The Lord knows. Amen. He knows the challenges that we have. He knows the battles that we have. He knows we are still human beings. We have weaknesses here and there. So he hangs the blood there. So he washes us by the washing waters of the word, which is the blood. Amen. To keep us clean. That's why it is important to repent. When you do wrong, Lord, forgive me. Quickly, and it's gone. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Quickly, right there, Lord, forgive it. It's gone. Amen. So, Lord, give me that heart. Give me a contrite heart. Give me a broken spirit. Amen. That says amen to every word of God. When the message is preached, you don't turn around and say, oh, they were preaching about me. Well, if they are preaching about me, then I should do something about it then. Correct? Praise the Lord. Amen. If I was the message, then I should do something about it. Amen. Let's be honest. Let's be sincere. Because God wants the church to love him. Praise the Lord. Amen. So can you imagine what Adam lost and it has been restored back? Brought back to us by the opening of the seventh seal. Think on it now. All that Adam lost was brought back to us. Amen. Because it was redeemed on the cross by the suffering. When it was finished, that was it. Amen. So he brought it back to us. Let me read you a quote here. Amen. From the breach. Amen. He said, now when Adam sinned by heeding to his wife's reasonings, you brothers, praise the name of God, that's why you stay with the word. Amen. Don't call sisters your wife devils now. No, don't do that. You stay with the word. That's it. And you speak the truth in love. Just stand there and have the life behind it to back what you are saying. Praise the Lord. And that will be a thunder that will shake the devil. Glory be to God. Amen. Have the life behind it and the love behind it. Amen. Then you stand there with a standard like a rock, unmovable. God said so. God said so. As far as I'm concerned, amen, this is how we shall stay in the house. This is how we shall live. Why? God said so. It's the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. My. You are a good audience tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, the devil is a bluffer. He wants to cause confusion. He gets in between everything God is trying to do. Amen. But you be a Christian. Be a true believer. And love God with all your heart. And keep an atmosphere around you. And don't get out of that atmosphere. Because the devil, once you step out of that atmosphere, then you go into flesh. And then trouble comes. And then he has gotten you then. But you stay in the atmosphere. This is my safety zone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So listen to the prophet's words. When Adam sinned by heeding to his wife's reason. You mean that was sinning? Oh yeah. Disbelieving in the word of God. Amen. Instead of holding to God's word, that is what made Adam sin. Just that single statement there is very important to us. We ought to learn a lot from that. His wife reasoned with Satan and then produced the product to Adam, and Adam turned loose the word and sold out. You see that? When he did that, then he lost his inheritance. You see? Amen. He lost his inheritance. When he lost his fellowship and right to life, the right to life and his inheritance, he lost it right there. Because the day you eat thereof, that day you die. And when he lost his life, he also lost his inheritance in life. Amen. Think of those words. Amen. Because he had complete, supreme control of the earth. He was a god of the earth. He could speak, he could name, he could say, he could stop nature, he could do anything he wanted to see, but when he did that, he lost all his inheritance. He lost it. Amen. Now Adam could say, let this mountain here be moved over here, and it would do it. Amen. Adam could say, let this tree here be plucked up and planted over here. It would do it. For he had complete supreme control as a minor God under God our Father, because he was a son of God. And beloved, now are we sons of God. Does not yet appear what we shall be or look like, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Now are we the sons of God. Amen. They say, now couldn't we stop here just a minute and get our real sermon? See, oh, then if the blood has cleansed it back, what about now? You see, look what that son of God, the second Adam, did. And he said, the works that I do, shall you do also. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Adam lost his inheritance, the earth. Now it passed from his hand to the one he sold out to, Satan. He sold his faith in God to Satan's reasoning. Therefore, his eternal life, his right to the tree of life, his right to the earth belonged to him. He forfeited it every bit to the hands of Satan. He passed it from him, his hand, to Satan. You see, that's why the devil has control over the earth today. All this confusion, he has brought death all over the earth. But I will restore, says the Lord. With this now, you can really begin to understand what the manifestation of the sons of God mean. You see, bringing back what Adam lost because he had a reason, amen, with his wife, and the wife reasoned with the devil. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we now know where the problem is. You see, but he said that seed, and in that seed alone, amen, is life. So if we can identify that seed which we have, praise the name, then we are on our way. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we are part of that seed. And we are heirs together. Heirs together. You see that? That's why he said, in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying I'll multiply thy seed. Amen. And thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. Every enemy. Every singular enemy. Amen. Have faith in God. Amen. There's nothing that has not been conquered. Amen. Talk about cancer. It has been conquered. Conquered. I say conquered. Praise God. It has been possessed. All kinds of diseases. Possessed. The gates of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why the prophet knew exactly where diseases came from. It is hidden from the sciences. Scientists, they don't know where diseases come. They know it's disease. They give it a name, but they don't know where it comes from. But the prophet, he said it comes from an evil spirit. There's a spirit behind that. You see that? So what he does is stands there with authority, with power, and he rebukes that spirit. He rebukes that demon. Amen. And out the demon goes, and the person is healed right there. Praise the Lord. So it has already been conquered. And we are children of the kingdom. We are children of the Father. Amen. We are one. We love one another. We are children of the Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh my, praise God. How we thank God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the battle has always been that seed. You see, that's what the devil was after. Right from the Garden of Eden, when he got Adam, and God said, thy seed shall possess. He said, thy seed, I'll give you a seed, you woman. Yes. Amen. You are messed, but I'll give you another seed. You see, and that seed will bruise the head of the serpent. And the devil heard that, and he was looking for that seed. Where is he at? Every person born comes up, it shows like a sign, he would go after that person. You watch every man of God, the devil goes after that person. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you are a child of God, brother, the devil will go after you. It is not you, it is the seed in you that is jealous of that seed, because he knows what will happen. Amen. And as long as that seed remains in the Bible, in books and tapes, then he knows he can still do anything. But once the word becomes flesh, oh, praise the name of the Lord. Here they come. Amen. That the devil is in trouble. So he tries all he can do to spoil it, to divert your mind. Amen. Praise the Lord, but he will never win. And I'm telling Satan tonight. Amen. I'm addressing Satan tonight. Satan, you have lost the battle. You can never win. It's over with. Praise the Lord. And sons of God are coming back. They don't care about you. They don't care about whatever is good. They are focused on one thing. The word of life. The promise for this day. And they are going to bring forth that seed. Hey, praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why when we come to church, just worship God. Come and shout. Forget about the trial. Amen. The trials are just distractions. Amen. Just to mess up your mind, give you mind battles. Amen. You give the devil mind battles. You praise God. You shout. In your trial, you rejoice. You say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. And the devil begins to have mind battles. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, sir. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So he started looking for that seed all through the Old Testament. He was looking for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And they stood their ground. But there was one thing that all those in the Garden of Eden in the Old Testament could not overcome, and that was death. Amen. Death still got them. Amen. But here came one. The spoken word made flesh. I am that seed. Oh, my. No wonder John the Baptist, amen, he said, there's one coming after me. I'm not worthy to tie his shoelaces. Amen. And when John saw him walk in the waters, amen, he was a prophet with an understanding. He saw the Messiah, the hope of the world. Amen. That original seed coming forth, walking on 2 feet. I can imagine John must have started shaking. And quick, when the Holy Ghost took over him, his voice, and he screamed out, behold the Son of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. And he walked into the waters, and here stood the Son of Man, the Son of God. He said, I've come to be baptized. He said, Lord, amen, it is you to baptize me. How can I baptize you? Something powerful was going on. And the people who were there watching, they couldn't understand what was happening between the prophet, amen, and the Son of God. Oh, my brother. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe it took grace. Amen. Special grace to hold John the Baptist there with a special anointing all over them for him to contain that spirit and stay composed. Oh, brother, is that to take a special measure of grace? Amen. Otherwise, John would have fallen down flat, would have turned into corruption. This was God standing before him, and he knew it. My creator, my Lord, my God, my everything, standing right before me. Praise the Lord. Amen. But he said, it behoveth us, amen, to fulfill all righteousness. That was the word. His first word coming from his mouth was the word of God, because he was the word. Let us fulfill all righteousness. Forget about other things, John. I am that sacrifice. Amen. That needs to be washed. Amen. And I'm going to die. But I have to be washed first. And John, you have got to do the job. But the killing is the Pharisees who will do it. Amen. The Judases will do it. But as for you, you wash the sacrifice. Amen. You be washed by the washing waters of the word of God. Believe the word. Fulfill all righteousness. Take the word the way it is. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And many times we hold the Bible, we read it. But brother, if once the Spirit of God catches a hold of you, amen, and open your eyes to the word, brother, you will read with tears in your eyes. Something in your soul begins pulsating with the word. You know, this is the Messiah. This is my life. Amen. This is God. Praise. Then it takes a hold then. Amen. Then you see a change coming over you. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I love Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. So be encouraged, brothers. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't allow distraction to distract you. Amen. But stay focused on the promise. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So all that Adam lost has been restored back to us. Amen. And is all tied into that original seed. Amen. And last Sunday I made a powerful statement. I said the seed of Abraham to the bride. Amen. It's identified in Revelation 10, 1 to 4 and 2 Peter 1, 3 to 7. Can we say amen to that? Very clearly. But God in his wisdom. Amen. He put one here and he put the other one there. Amen. And the intellectual minds can't figure that out. Amen. But there's a gift of wisdom that dropped from above. Amen. Because the prophet says seven thunders, that's all. Amen. He didn't tell them anything about it. And he preached the seven virtues this way. He preached the thunders this way. Amen. But the gift of wisdom picked the thunders from here, picked the virtues from here and put them together. And said, that's the seed of Abraham to the bride of Christ. In these last days, he has come not to die on the cross, but to claim you. Amen. By power and by blood, the work is already done. Only believe all things are possible. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. What a time we are living in. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So the seed, the word, your name, the mysteries in the Lamb's Book of Redemption is all here restored back. Amen. And the life is in 2 Peter 1, 3 to 7. That's where the life is. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the devil can never touch the life. He can put his interpretation onto the word. He can add to the word. He can take away from the word. Amen. But he can never touch that life. Don't play with that life. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The two are together. Amen. That's why now that's the seed. That's why you can never denominate this message. Amen. You denominate yourself, but not the word. Not the message, because it's the seed. And the prophet said, this seed will bring on the church to perfection. So God, he said, this is seed time. This is the end of growth. It's the end of all things. And the seed is here, and it will bring a bride to perfection by the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So if every minister had that revelation, that I don't have to control so and so, I don't have to control this church. But my revelation and my word and my position is to bring the bride to perfection. Is to bring my church by a seed of perfection. Amen. Then you preach the word. Amen. And that word will bring forth after itself. It will pursue Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the devil never tires. After Malachi 4, here he comes again. Praise the Lord. So we know how we belong to this. We belong to this. We belong to this. We belong to this. Then they form denomination. And the prophet said that's an instrument of the devil to bring forth serpent seeds. You see, they have the word, but they add to it. Have you caught that? We will dig that in on Sunday. We'll make sure it really anchors. Praise the name of the Lord. Dig deep on that. Denomination is the instrument. Is the vessel, amen, through which the serpent seed comes forth. Because the serpent seed is so close to the real seed until it will deceive the very elect, if possible. If possible, but it is not possible. But there will be a genuine seed. Amen. So that has been the enemy of the church. Amen. The enemy to the of the Lord all through. Amen. But when the seven seals open up, that's it. Amen. Because the Lord is here on the earth. Amen. The angel is here on the earth. Amen. To call forth this bride. Call forth these children. He's doing it himself. So how can you denominate that? You can't. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Amen. That's when I see these things, I just laugh. Amen. So Satan is permitted to impersonate, to add on by adding on and taking away. And that's why in the last chapter, let me read that, of the book of Revelation, Revelation 22. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That the Lord has shown light upon it to us. Revelation 22. Amen. Here we are from verse 17. Amen. Let's start from verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel And we know who that angel is, do you? You know who that angel is? Amen. It's Malachi 4. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Amen. I'm the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the bride and the spirit say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that shall thirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the waters of life freely. Now, this is what comes after verse 16. Amen. After the testimony of Jesus has gone forth. Amen. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Say the grace of our Lord Jesus be unto you. You see that? So it comes forth after that. Amen. But the Lord gives us the wisdom, the revelation, the word. Amen. To know what to do in this time and how to stand. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. So he has spoken word, the original seed. Amen. I'm winding down. We'll pick this up on Sunday. Do you like this? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have read this over and over, but now it comes more clearly at this hour. It said, the first son was spoken seed word of God. He was given a bride to produce himself. She fell, correct, and caused him to die. The second son, a spoken seed word of God, was given a bride like Adam, but before he could marry her, she had fallen also. For she was put to a free moral agency like Adam's wife was, to believe God's word and live, or doubt it and die, she did. Then from a little group of the true seed of the word, amen, of the word, God will present Christ, a beloved bride, a virgin of his word. And through them, and by them, will be fulfilled all that has been promised for his word in the virgin, who knows no man-made creeds. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there they are, the three of them again. Amen. The first one failed, the second one failed, but this one here won't fail. The word of promise in himself, like it was in Mary, God, listen, God himself made manifest. He will act himself by his own word of promise, so to fulfill all that has been written of him. As he did when he came from the virgin womb, amen, so will the virgin now, accepting his word, be it unto me as thou hast said. Though it was said by an angel, while it yet was the written word, amen, they will love him, correct? And will have his potentials. Why will they love him? They know him. They have an understanding of who he was. Now, we begin to clearly understand why Brother Coleman stayed with 2 Peter 1, 3 to 7. He had a revelation. Praise the Lord. The life. Amen. And he stayed with that. Every message you could hear him hitting that, hitting at that, hitting at that, hitting at that. Amen. Brotherly kindness, forgiveness of sins. Amen. Because he knows if the bride can only get that, then that is it. And we'll have it, and they will have his potentials, for he is their head. Correct? And they are his subjects. Subject to his head, headship of Christ was his. Now, how can you denominate that? You see? Clannish. How can you do that? Amen. And this where their ministry were identified, he said their harmony that Jesus had with the Father, they will have the same harmony with Christ. St. John 5:19. So will the bride, and he shows her his word of life. Amen. And she received it, she never doubts it. That is the bride's ministry. That is our identification. Amen. That we do nothing except he shows that first. And we are coming to that. We are pressing. So let's press on. Let's have an understanding. Let's have wisdom. Amen. And above all, let's have forgiveness. Amen. Because that's the life that we have got to produce, to manifest. But in that forgiveness, have an understanding. Because it says, of some, have compassion. Making a difference. Correct? Not being foolish. Praise the name of the Lord. But having an understanding. Without any guile in you. Without any hatred, without any bitterness in you, but with a pure, clear conscience, knowing where you stand. Amen. So God bless you. Let me end here. Praise the Lord. We will pick this up on Sunday. Can we say amen to that? And we establish ourselves in the faith, in the truth, in the word. And the Holy Spirit will back it up because it is His word. Amen. God bless you. Turn around and greet your brother, sister, Brother George. Praise the Lord. Amen. And all who are online watching, God bless you. Following the service, God bless you all.